Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from Zechariah, and we're reading from chapter 12, verse 10, through to chapter 13 and verse 3.
And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day the weeping in Jerusalem will be great, like the weeping of Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves. The clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives. On that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. On that day I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more, declares the Lord Almighty. I will remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land.
Our focus is on chapter 13 and verse 1. On that day a fountain will be opened. What a promise! In the face of opposition from political factions and lethargy amongst the Jews, the rebuilding of the temple seemed unlikely to happen, let alone anything else. False prophets had spoken lies in the name of the Lord, and the religious leaders had looked after themselves instead of looking after God's people. But the promise of restoration was made, the date set, and one day, as dawn broke, forgiveness and healing flowed for all. In the person of Jesus Christ. The new covenant of Christ's blood is the fountain spoken of here, and ever since Christ's death, the fountain has remained open to give cleansing from sin and impurity. It's a fountain that Christ spoke of to the woman he met beside a well that reaches deeper than any water this world might offer. If you have not drunk from this fountain, or your spirit is dry within you, then come to Christ today and know the satisfaction he gives. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. A prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the fountain of life. May I drink from you each day as I read the Bible and engage with you through prayer. Then help me to share your living water with others. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.